somebody from the outside might think it was a guidance meeting, but you know, the Rambam provides us plenty of guidance. So the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, as we know in the Gemara and Shabbos and the Daf Chaf Aleph, is presented in a very distinct manner, where the Gemara presents, you know, multiple levels. It says mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beso, and then HaMahadrin, Ner Lecholachad Ve'echad, and Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. That's where you have the dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but it has something to do with the days, either Mosif V'Holech, Poches V'Holech, and different arguments in both directions, and typically, as is characteristic, we rule in accordance with Beis Hillel. There was a major dispute between the Rishonim, like how to understand the interaction between the two levels of Mahadrin and Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. So Tosa says is that they don't have anything to do with each other. Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin means those who beautify the mitzvah even more than the Mahadrin by doing it in a different way. And his argument is it just means you go on night one from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 to 8, and you dispense with that middle level of Ner Lechol Echad Ve'echad. So you're no longer trying to incorporate how many people are in the household. We'll see that the Rambam says that was the prevalent minhag, even though he doesn't think that that's the proper definition of Mahadrin and Mina Mahadrin. So this is a kind of an irony that Tosfos's view of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin ends up being the minhag for the Rambam, which we'll read inside in a second. The Rambam felt that Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin was those who are Mahadir, first, you know, at one level, and they go even further. So they're not dispensing with that intermediate level, but in fact, they're building up off of it. Okay, and that's an important piece of background. Two general observations before we read the Rambam inside. First general observation is, you know, the distinct presentation of Ner Chanukah, you know, having these multiple levels of fulfillment, moving from the basic level to something more ambitious, to something even more ambitious, certainly is consonant with the Rambam that some of us discussed yesterday at the Shir. The Rambam talks about mitzvah Ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi admo. If it's really chaviv, so then you know you want to be able to express it in the most ambitious way possible. You always want to do mitzvahs in a beautiful way, but as we know, this really goes beyond standard cases of hider mitzvah, which is really only ad shalish, and here you're, you know, having these multiplying effects. So that, I think, is very true. As Rambam says, k'dei lahosif b'sheva cha'el v'hodaya lo al anisim sha'asalanu. So there's a lot at stake, and I think it makes a lot of sense. That's general observation number one. So general observation number two is, you know, very often, you know, put in terms of categorical lamdas, we talk about something being, let's say, a chovas hagavra versus a chovas habayis. And so it's possible to argue that part of the dynamic in terms of the multiple levels of fulfillment is that the most basic fulfillment is some kind of like a chovas habayis, ner ishu beso, that every house has to have one candle. And the chiddush of Mahadrin is that we've changed, conceptually speaking, the nature of the obligation from a chovas habayis to a chovas hagavra, where each individual has a responsibility to light a candle, ner lechol echad ve'echad, and then maybe Mahadrin mina Mahadrin sort of builds off of that, but just incorporates the idea of increasing with the increasing nights, because on some level, right, a miracle on day 5 was greater than a miracle on day 2. You could debate that point, as once there was only sufficient oil to last for one day, is it really that much greater? But okay, that's an interesting conversation. So we'll see that based on language of the Rambam, he didn't understand it that way. And it's really just based on one very fine diuk in the Rambam. So again, this is Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam says, Kamaneros hu madlik b'chanukah, mitzvasa, sheyia kol bayis hu bayis madlik ner echad. So what did the Rambam say? It's as if the house, you know, develops, you know, an extension, like a Gothic architecture, that, you know, they have those very special features in Gothic architecture. I forget what they're called. I'm embarrassed. But the things that thrust out from the main structure. So kol bayis ubayis madlik nerechad. Yeah, exactly. So the Rambam says it's as if the bayis is lighting it. Bein sheyayu anshei bayis merubin, bein shelo hayabo ela adam echad. V'amahadir es ha-mitzvah, the Rambam says, okay, now you might have expected the Rambam to say that each person, ner l'chol echad v'echad, that everybody's going to light one candle. But that's not what he says. Madlik neiros k'minin anshei habayis, ner l'chol echad v'echad. Bein Anashim, Bein Nashim, right? So the Rambam is explaining that if there are 20 people in the household, so one person lights all 20 candles. So again, it retains the identity of the Chovas Habayis. You just have one individual who's doing it. It doesn't become a Chovas Hagavra. The Chovas Habayis is now expressed, Kiminyan Anshei Habayis. So instead of saying it's one house, so we need one candle, saying it's one house with 20 people, so it's one house that expresses itself in terms of 20 candles. V'amahadir, Yeser Alzeh, and this is really where you can see the Rambam, I think, in even clearer fashion, the osa mitzvah min hamuvchar. Mitzvah min hamuvchar means the optimal performance. Madlik ner lecholechad ve'echad v'layla rishon u'mosiv holech b'cholayla v'layla ner echad. Meaning what? Ketzad hareisha ayu anshei bayis asar. Let's say 10 people live in the household. V'layla harishon madlik. Madlik means one person lights asar neros. V'leil sheni esrim v'leil shlishi shloshim ad shenimtza madlik v'leil shmini Shmonim Neros. So for the Rambam, again, it's just one person lighting the whole time. You never hand over the mitzvah to the different people living in the household. So again, if it's night 8 and there are 10 people in the household, so you want to incorporate both the people in the household and the night, and so one person lights 80 candles, working very, very hard. But then the Rambam goes on to say, as I alluded to, Minag Pasha B'chol Arenu B'Sfarad. However, despite the fact this is the way the Rambam thinks is correct, sometimes the minhag doesn't always accord with the way the Rambam would have, or anybody else would have wished. So he says, "Shu kolanche abayis malikin nerechad b'layla rishon u'mosifin v'holchin ner b'cholay v'layla ad shenimtza madlik b'leil shmini shmona neros bein shahayu anche abayis merubim bein shahaya ed adam echad." So the Rambam describes the minhag pashut b'chol arenu b'sfarad, meaning in Spain, maybe again in North Africa, as well, that all of the people in the household, it's interesting, he uses the language of Shiyu Kol Anshei Abayis Madlikin. Now it's in the plural, which is really interesting. It could be that one person would do the whole thing, but here you see, again, a little bit of an adjustment from the Rambam's language before. So, Ner Echad B'Layla Rishon V'Osif M'Holcha Ner B'Cholayla V'Layla Ad Shenimtza Madlik B'Leil Shmini Shmona Neros. Again, it would just be, this is Tosus's definition, by the way, of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. So Lecha Mishnah was like wondering, he's like, well, according to the Rambam, is this minhag really okay? Because, it's not the Mahadran level where it's, one person lighting, just if there are 5 people in the house, you light 5 candles every single night, and it's not Mahadran Mina Mahadran, where it's the product of the people in the house and the night. So he says, is this okay? He says, yeah, it's okay, because ultimately, even if he had only one candle, it would have been sufficient. So even if though it's not the mitzvah Mina Mavchar for the Rambam could live with such a minhag. So again, the point according to the Rambam really seems to be that in his optimal definition of what Neros Chanukah is about, it really does retain its identity as a Chovas Habayis, which I think is a very inspiring kind of a thing, is that ultimately, even as we're incorporating various other elements, what night it is, and how many people live in the household, you never lose that sense of, that basic sense of identity of the cohesion and sort of the organic unity of the household. So the Rambam was really true to the way that he started out. Kama neros u'madlik b'chanaka mitzvasa shia kol bayis u'bayis madlik. And again, for the Rambam, that's the way he understood it. It was a chovas habayis with multiple iterations, with more or less ambitious iterations, but it remained, in the end, what it always was, a Chovas Habayis. Happy Chanukah.
How does it compare in terms of Pesach?